This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. One fast-growing fire in Weld and Morgan counties is now contained at around 400 acres. Another fire burning in Morgan, Elbert, and Lincoln counties is partially contained. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office ordered evacuations between County Road 2T to County Road 22 and then north to County Road 2W. There is a shelter available at the Lyman Area Fire Department that's located at 130 C Avenue. Much of the Eastern Plains continues under a wildfire warning due to dry and windy conditions. Last year, Colorado's top federal prosecutor announced the dismantling of a Venezuelan gang in the Denver metro area, but CPR's Allison Sherry reports that about half of the people charged in that case are accepting plea deals, and evidence of the gang's presence has not materialized.
U.S. Attorney Peter McNeely stood in front of a bank of cameras and announced two indictments against 30 people and said he was committed to rooting out Tren de Aragua in Colorado.
I have a message specifically for TDA. We will not let you use Colorado as your headquarters in the United States.
7 months later, though, half of the gun and drug trafficking cases McNeely announced have pleaded out, and it remains unclear whether these were actual gang members or just impoverished migrants looking for financial opportunities. 15 cases are still pending, and without furnishing additional details, McNeely says he stands by his statement that they disrupted the gang operation. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
This is KRCC and CPR News. It's 6:06.